Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Wednesday at our 7 o'clock hour, we welcome Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. And Rich, each and every week, there's so much more to talk about that has a big impact on our region, as you well know firsthand.
There really is. And, this Westinghouse announcement is just absolutely huge. Getting ready to have the airport ready to open up probably in the next couple of weeks that we've been waiting for, and a lot of good things going on.
Well, let's start with Westinghouse. This radio station originally coming up on November 2nd, 105 years ago, Westinghouse Electric, the engineering team, they created this radio station, and the link to Westinghouse has changed over the years, but we still have a direct connection to Westinghouse Nuclear.
We do. And the George Westinghouse, coming here and building out so much of industry, back, like you said, 100 years ago. But this announcement with nuclear, because we really are a true energy capital of the world, with all the different ways in which we produce energy and distribute energy, have the technology to do it, but $80 billion to build out. You think about that kind of wealth that flows into the region and all of the jobs across the spectrum that are going to be needed to build that out, not just the engineers who design it, but the people who construct it, the people who assemble it, the parts, the financing people, et cetera, et cetera. It's almost like we read years ago how, Pittsburgh would get these big contracts during the war to build out ships. Well, what would that do? That would put thousands of steelworkers to work right in building that. This is a similar type of thing in next generation.
And they had built that big campus in southern Butler County. It's still there, the buildings, and they still have a footprint there. Will this grow their presence in our region directly?
Most likely it'll grow there, but it'll also grow in other places as well. We know that they look like they're going to be doing the contract for the data center that's going to be the old Bruce Mansfield plant and shipping port in Beaver County.
Right.
They're talking about $10 to $15 billion. And again, you're starting to throw numbers around with a B the first thing we had, I guess, about 10 years ago when the cracker plant was talking about $7 or $8 billion, that was the biggest project in the country at the time. And now we're doing it again and again. And you think about two of our legacy companies, Carnegie and Westinghouse, just recently, the Nippon Steel, where they're going to invest $12 to $14 billion into the Mon Valley in modernizing those plants. So we talk a lot about robotics and AI and life sciences, all the things that we're really, really good at. But our legacy industries also have a big presence still. Decades later in this region.
And it may surprise a lot of people after all these years that these are collectively coming together to really, in a real tangible way, make Pittsburgh that energy center.
That's exactly right. And the technology that continues to grow in this region. Coming out of our great universities, particularly Carnegie Mellon and Pitt and some of the others, that research and development that was, you know, really our backbone decades ago continues to happen this day.
You recently went through at Pittsburgh International Airport kind of another test drill. So what was that like?
I was one of the 2,000 that went through the other day just as an anonymous. I didn't take any special. I got in line, went through the whole process. It went very smoothly. It was really impressive to see how you can park so much closer to your gate.
And additional 6,000 spaces.
An additional 6,000 spaces. Very easy. I think we got on level 4, and they also have, you know, red and green lights. So if the red light is up, that means that floor is already full, and go to the next floor on the parking garage. And you take the elevator down to 2, walk through the walkway into which we all know is ticketing, and then TSA. And the TSA part, all of it was very, very good. You were given a script where you were going to fly and how many bags you were going to have, all this type of thing. It was kind of random how that happened. And as you walk through a very well-lit and very inviting type of walkway through the airport, and the TSA stuff was so much easier. You didn't have to take off your shoes. You didn't have to take off your belt. And you didn't have to root through your bag to pull out your laptop. You could just leave that in the bag as you went through the screener.
And that said, in this new configuration, the outbound travelers will be on that second floor, and then the inbound travelers getting off in Pittsburgh will be on the first floor.
Yes, and that's what you replicated. And as you came back in, you went through the carousel and how you would get your bag. And again, most of us can remember now or go experience it even now, when you do check a bag and you wait for that bag, you often wait 20 to 30 minutes because it's got to travel that 8-mile run from, you know, where it gets off the airplane to where it comes to the carousel now. In the future being a couple weeks away, it's going to be so much closer. And again, the experience was so much nicer. I also finally got to see the tunnel experience that they've talked about, which is to replicate basically the Squirrel Hill tunnel that we experience or out-of-towners experience when they come and see Pittsburgh for the first time. And it was absolutely beautiful. And that was the one thing I saw people taking pictures of, as they saw that and they wanted to take a picture of that for their families.
Yeah, the Fort Pitt tunnel.
The Fort Pitt tunnel, exactly.
You said Squirrel Hill.
I'm sorry.
That's because you live there.
Exactly.
That's your favorite personal tunnel.
Freudian slip. Yes, the Fort Pitt tunnel, yes.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the county parks. Are we talking about Allegheny County or all?
Allegheny County Parks.
10 counties?
Including that one you like up in the north.
I grew up basically just outside of the entrance to North Park on the big pool side. And what a joy as a young person to ride your bike in the park. And that was before it was real popular for people to do what they do now, which is exercise and really enjoy our parks. And we'll find out what's going on and coming up next with Rich Fitzgerald on the Big K Morning Show. Big K Morning Show, Rich Fitzgerald with me in studio. He is the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, but in his previous role as Allegheny County Executive, one of the big things in our region that I personally love are our parks, the county parks.
We have a wonderful park system. And one of the things that the county did, even before I became County Executive Honorado, started something called the Parks Foundation. And that was an organization that was there to raise money and do projects that couldn't really fall under normal governmental budgeting. And the person who's now running that organization joins us now, Joey Lynn Ulrich. And Joey Lynn runs the Allegheny County Parks Foundation. And I'm really delighted to have her. They've done so many great projects that most of us probably, if not take for granted, just realize popped up. And I wanted her to talk about some of the projects and the economic impact and the great work that she has done. Joey Lynn, welcome. We're glad to have you.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Rich. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here and to talk about my favorite topic, the parks.
And the parks, I know, boy, they were a lifesaver during COVID because it seemed like at that point that was the only place people felt comfortable going to. Now, I live and have grown up near North Park. I always kid Rich, hey, where's our buffalo? We used to have them back in the day. But how many Allegheny County parks do we have?
So we have 9 Allegheny County parks, which, believe it or not, serve 23 million visits every year. They see 23 million visits every year to the parks. There's 12,000 acres of parkland. It's one of the largest park systems in the nation. And 30% of those visits come from outside of Allegheny County, which is something we learned when we completed the economic impact study this year. So we have it's a beautiful, beautiful assets that we have for our county residents and visitors that come into the county for, you know, the concert series in the summertime, family reunions, weddings, you name it. We have so many offerings in the county parks.
And one thing, Larry, people may not realize, within those 12,000 acres, we have over 200 miles of trails just within the park. So what Joey Lynn and her organization really do is they partner with the Parks Department and kind of do these special projects that kind of go above and beyond, again, what normal budgeting and as they put their budget together, they can't do. And one of the first projects they did was the loop around the lake, the 5-mile loop to make Ingomar Road safer, working with PennDOT and other projects that they do. And Joey Lynn, talk about the economic impact. You know, we all love the parks, but what's the bottom line as far as an economic impact? You mentioned 30% of those folks who use the parks, you know, don't live in Allegheny County. They come in to visit. What do they spend? What do they have as far as the economy goes?
Yeah, so those visitors that are coming in from outside of the county, they're spending about $8.4 million putting right back into the local economy. That's about an average of $60 per visitor that's coming in from outside of the county. And they're, you know, they're coming in for private events, public events, utilizing the recreational facilities, utilizing our trails. You know, Rich, you talked about the North Park Lake Trail. In South Park, we've got the Montour Connector Trail. We have the Waterfowl Trail and Settler's Cabin. There are so many natural amenities that we have that people enjoy, our local residents are enjoying, as well as those visitors coming in. You know, Larry, you're in North Park. You can't go a weekend without seeing foot races happening that are drawing people from all over coming in to enjoy those amenities and enjoy those beautiful assets that our county is so fortunate to have. In addition, one of the things that we've learned is that, the tree canopy that we have and the environmental impact was something we also studied through the economic impact study. And our parkland has over 9,000 acres of tree canopy. So our parks have 75% of tree canopy coverage. And, you know, what that's doing for the environment is helping with stormwater management. It's estimated at about $1.1 million per year in stormwater management, $1.7 million in carbon sequestration. So there's a lot of benefits for individuals and for our environment, certainly the beautiful meadows that we have, what that means for pollinators. That was one of our very first projects that came out of the environmental assessments that we do in our parks. The ecological assessment and action plans are something that we do. And the meadow at Boyce Park was one of the very first projects that we did that came out of these studies that really help us manage that forest in our parks.
And one of the things you've done that brought something back, the Cascades in South Park. It was something that people talked about back in the 50s and 60s. It got discontinued in the 70s and is such a beautiful, and we got foundation, you raised some foundation money, the Penguins Foundation and others came forward and helped put that together. And what a draw that has become for not just the old timers, but people that now have experienced it for the first time.
Yeah, that's right. The Cascades were, it was originally designed by Paul Reese. He was a landscape architect that was the very first parks director for Allegheny County. And it was an original feature that just again, those historic features that the Allegheny County Parks Foundation in partnership with the county can identify and really bring back for people to enjoy. The Cascades are a beautiful area. There's an outdoor classroom that was built. It has ADA accessibility now for people to really enjoy those pools, those beautiful natural features of pools that you know once were used back in the 30s to cool people off, and now are an enjoyable feature that everyone can see and enjoy and experience.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Again.
Well, appreciate the update, Joey Lane. Thank you. And big fan of the park system. I think, obviously, a lot of other people are, too. It's a great treasure for Allegheny County.
Thanks, Joey Lane. And keep those 23 million people happy. Thanks.
We will. Thanks so much.
All right. Joey Lane Ulrich, who is the executive director, Allegheny County Parks Foundation. This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome. And every Wednesday, 7 o'clock hour, Rich Fitzgerald in studio with me, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. 10 counties, City of Pittsburgh, one of those counties. They're all important, but just south of Allegheny County, Washington County.
Washington County, yes. And most of us do know way back, 15 years ago, when the shale revolution really started to hit Western Pennsylvania. Washington County was really the epicenter of where that happened. And joining us now is County Commissioner, Chairman of the County Commission in Washington County, Nick Sherman. And Nick has been very, very active. Commissioner Sherman's been active. And, you know, the data center operation that's really come about over the last year or so is everywhere. And Washington County has a unique one that they're working on right now. And the commissioner's been working on many, many things. And he joins us now. And welcome, Commissioner. We're glad to have you with us. And tell us about what's going on in Washington County.
Rich, thank you so much for having me, and good morning to you. Yeah, I wanted to just update a lot of people. We had some conversations about, you know, big things happening in Washington County. I think this comes on the heels of President Trump coming in with the U.S. senators and talking about the massive influx of money. You know, they talked about a $50 billion or more investment in the Southwest PA on data centers. Well, while you're looking at data centers, why did the world and people in the United States pick Southwest Pennsylvania? We love rolling hills, we love trees, we love pumpkin festivals this time of year, but it's our natural gas that we have here. So, you know, the two sites that we're talking about specifically, or I like to talk about this morning, are the CNX Zediker Station site. So for those of you in Pittsburgh and surrounding areas, 79 South, and when you go 70 East, when you get to the more rural areas, in the outskirts of South Strabane, there is a 1,500-acre plot of land with about 400 acres usable they are trying to do a data center on. So this is right now, as you know, we all compete with each other. The question is, who's going to have the biggest, greatest, fastest data center in Southwest Pennsylvania. And so what, as a county commissioner, what I'm trying to do is just make this as attractive as possible to all these outside entities coming in to showcase what we have in Washington County, to showcase the workforce that we have in Washington County. We're very proud of the labor that we have. But most importantly for these data centers, they produce or suck an immediate amount of energy. You know, you're talking about, you know, 500 to 700 megawatts of energy, tremendous amount of energy, thousands and hundreds of thousands of mini computers running at one time. So why is that important to Southwest Pennsylvania? Well, when the engineers came in, they said they can't do this on the grid that we have right now. It will not support this much energy. So what are we going to use to run these massive data centers? And the answer is a microgrid. A microgrid, Rich, I know you know very well because you you produced one. And a lot of people may not realize that when they're flying in and out of the Pittsburgh airport, that a lot of the energy that is used there is a microgrid that is produced by the natural gas that's under the airport. So what we're trying to do in very simple terms, if there's natural gas under the ground or if property's on a pipeline, they will get this natural gas. It will be piped into a generator. The generator is you know, the microgrid. The generator is what we'll have there. It will produce, by burning natural gas, the energy that we'll have. It will produce all the energy for the data center, and that will happen behind the grid. So why is Washington County attractive? Because we have all the pipelines and because we have all the natural gas.
And the other thing that I think I did read about that Zephyr plant is that you're going to be trapping methane that's already being released into the atmosphere from old abandoned coal mines. So it will be have a more sustainable way of even doing it with whether it be carbon capture or methane capture than what we're learning about traditional data centers. So is that, do I have that right? Did I read that right in the Business Times?
Yeah. So what we're doing here, you know, Southwest Pennsylvania, tons of abandoned old coal mines. Some coal mines still in operation. You know, back in the forever when we did coal mines, we just blew off this natural gas that was produced, or this ethane and methane gases that came out. And what we're seeing now is the ability to do a carbon capture with those. Cap those. I mean, this is perfectly good gas going into it. And when you can burn it, you could produce more energy. So one, you're stopping the leak of these gases that are going into the atmosphere, which is good. I mean, we have to, if we're going to do this, we have to be good stewards of the environment. I mean, so when we're looking at these data centers that we're doing, the cleanest gas that we have, I'm sorry, the cleanest energy that we have right now, that can run these data centers. We'd love to do it with solar. We'd love to do it with wind. It simply doesn't produce enough energy. So when we have a site like a Zetiker station, what we'd like to see is the generators that we're doing there, and then some solar, then some wind and everything else. But more importantly, or just as important, is to catch that gas to do that and use that for energy as well.
Well, really impressed with what you're doing there.
I've had many meetings where they've explained carbon capture to me. I said, so basically what you're doing is the pipe that comes out of the ground from the old coal mines is still producing gas. You're just capturing that. And they're like, yes. I'm like, I felt like it was way overexplained. So everyone listening, that's all we're doing is capturing the waste gas coming out of the ground and using it for new purposes.
Well, that's really impressive. Keep up the great work there in Washington County, Nick.
Yeah, you guys got a lot of good things going on, and we'll talk about some of those other developments in future conversations. Thank you, Commissioner.
Well, you're welcome, sir. You guys have a great day.
Thanks.
Nick Sherman, Washington County Commissioner.
Yeah, it's again, you know, that really has become the epicenter back when Marcellus Shale was discovered, and they really leaned into it. And to hear not only going to be doing it, but doing it with some of the carbon capture and the environmental sustainability adds another layer of improvement to this operation.
Yeah, it kind of covers everything that people would hope for.
Exactly. We have these old mines that are releasing these methane and carbon, and we got to figure out how to deal with that.
Hurricane Melissa moves away from Jamaica, losing strength but still wreaking havoc.
Yeah, we have been fortunate this season so far. And, Rich, you know that especially along the Florida coast and the Carolinas, always watching this time of year.
Yeah, you never know. And, you know, as we're winding down the seasonal sports programs of soccer and football and cross country and field hockey, they've had a great, great weather season to be able to do the scholastic sports that's so big in this region. And hopefully for the next week or two, as it winds down, we'll continue that way.
Yeah, and this storm is going to miss the continental U.S. too, but feel for the people certainly in Jamaica and Cuba.
To hear that it went 185-mile-an-hour winds, unbelievable.
Well, think of the damage we just had from the April 30th storm, because those were, what, 70-mile-an-hour winds,
right?
Maybe? Yeah.
Knocked out power in some cases for a week for some people here.
Yeah.
AAA wants drivers to get a better understanding of the slowdown move over law. Jim Garrity, the director of public affairs there, says it's as simple as slowing down and moving over for anyone stopped on the side of the road.
There has been some weakening, and now
no matter where you go, there is a move over law. But it's not just, you know, it's not just points on your license or a potential fine. Mm-hmm. It could be the difference between whether someone lives or dies.
Part of the problem is not everybody's in tune with that being the law. And I know we were traveling, we were in New York State in Syracuse, and I noticed they had signs pretty much everywhere on the state road saying about the pull over law.
Pull over and slow down. Those folks are really heroes that are out working and making our roads constructing, and, you know, the accident folks, who first responders, it's important.
And Giant Eagle says you can keep your thoughts, they just want your pennies.
I love this.
Kudos. We went from talking about $80 billion from Westinghouse to pennies. So from one end to the other, here we are in Western Pennsylvania.
So on Saturday, Giant Eagles are going to exchange your pennies and give you a twofer, right, in
gift cards.
In gift cards. Yeah. So, Rich, how many people have jars of pennies? I don't know how this is going to go. We'll have to call CEO and President Bill Hartman after and see how it goes.
There will be people lined up. I have no doubt that most of us have do it, and our family have, you know, all over Western Pennsylvania, there's jars of pennies sitting somewhere that are getting ready to be emptied.
Well, you know what Ben Franklin said, a penny saved ain't much.
But you know what the funny thing is, because people have so many jars of old pennies sitting around, there might be something hidden there that might be worth more than 1 cent or 2 cents.
I was just talking to Rich about that. So I have four siblings. When my father passed, he must have told my older brother, I have these valuable pennies. We looked and looked. We didn't see anything.
Families are going to be pouring them out on the table and going through them with the magnifying glass to look for that valuable penny.
All right. Thank you, David. And speaking of pennies, you go from that to the story of $80 billion, the deal done with Westinghouse and the United States government to build more nuclear reactors. Big impact here.
It is, and it gives you another great sense of optimism to what's happening in this region and what the future really holds in the economy. And again, we being such technological advanced region with energy and robotics and AI and all the things coming about, for our young people, boy, there's a lot of opportunities that are going to be there for years to come.
On Friday, I was at a panel discussion, and they sent in from the National Football League, his name is Steve Fargo. He's the events coordinator. He does all their big projects, and it was fascinating to hear about how long a process it was to bring the draft here. And Dan Rooney was there, young Dan, who's really smart, and he's part of this process, and the other stakeholders. And you're part of this, too, with the region, with 10 counties. How often do people meet? They said there's meetings all the time about what's preparation-wise to come, what's needed to be done.
Constantly. And the planning, first of all, the planning to try to get the draft began, I don't know, 7-8 years ago to get this. And then when the announcement came down, then it kicks into another gear, working with the NFL, working with Visit Pittsburgh, working with obviously the Steelers and all the stakeholders that are involved, as you mentioned, the entire region. And the NFL's, you know, helping to get local businesses benefiting from this, and also are looking to find the great places in each county where people might want to go visit. We all know about Falling Water and some other places like that, but there are so many things here. The NFL's been very, very helpful in making this region benefit from this.
And I appreciate that they try to include some of the mom and pops and give, you know, people an opportunity to promote what they're doing here, and so they can take advantage of this economic opportunity.
Very much so, and they've committed that the contracts are going to go to companies that are located in the 10-county region. So it won't be out-of-town companies that will be swooping in to kind of take contracts away from some of our local vendors.
That said, I know that the airport will be ready to go, hopefully sooner than later, right?
We think sooner than later. Christina Kasotis indicated a week or so ago that we will be ready before Thanksgiving, and that will be so exciting. And again, anytime something is new, it's going to take all of us a little bit of time to get used to which door to go through, well, which line to go through.
Rich, you know.
Do you remember when the stadiums opened up? Where's my section?
Yeah. Where am I at?
where's the bathroom? Where's the ticketing kiosk? Where do I get my luggage? It'll take a little bit of time. But
you know how we are. We'll figure it out, though. And I do appreciate that the new airport also is including a lot of the local businesses in the new footprint.
Very much so. And when in the old airport, old new airport, however you want to say it, it was a lot of national firms. And there will be some national firms, but you're going to have Permantes and Mineo's and Sarah's Candies and Wiggle Whiskey and some of the local flavor that will be part of the quote-unquote new airport.
Rich, always illuminating. I'll see you next Wednesday.
We're ready to go next Wednesday. Have a good week.
Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.